Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications and Managing Editor of the award-winning Trident magazine. I am so excited about our Distinguished Deltas podcast. It's a series where we get to highlight women who are trailblazers in government and business, entertainment, healthcare, nonprofits, the list goes on. We are eager to speak with these sisters and hear their stories and be inspired. And I'm just so thrilled to be able to showcase what makes them a Distinguished Delta. Today, I'm really excited to get to interview not one, but two Distinguished Deltas on our podcast. Remarkable TriDelta twin sisters, double Distinguished Deltas in this case. I'm really pleased to welcome Shanda Abersold Bell, I'm leaving off your other name there, and Krista Abersold Pitts. They are both alumni of our Beta Iota chapter at the University of West Georgia. And Shanda and Krista, along with their mother Carol, introduced the world to the Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas tradition. Both serve as co-CEOs of Creatively Classic Activities and Books, LLC, the Atlanta-based consumer products entertainment company that launched the Elf on the Shelf. Shanda serves as the company's creative force, overseeing product development, digital licensing, consumer marketing. She's a writer and a director, co-owner and executive producer of Scout Elf Productions, which released the animated special Elf Pets, Santa's St. Bernard's Day of Christmas in 2018. Haven't seen that one yet. I'm going to have to find that. A strategic business visionary, Krista oversees the company's operations, sourcing, and producing. She's co-founder and executive producer of Scout Elf Productions. She has guided the company to its status as an internationally recognized resource of children's holiday toys and entertainment. This company currently carries 150 products. That is huge, ladies. They have an incredibly inspiring story, and I'm so pleased that they have joined us today to share their story with our sisterhood. Welcome, Shanda and Krista. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us. It's exciting to be here.
Thank you, Mindy. We're looking forward to chatting with you.
Good, good. So I've told you this already. I am that mom. I am the Elf on the Shelf mom who has a complete schedule for the month of December. I told you my kids have really believed in the elf longer than they did Santa Claus in our house. So I'm not sure if I should thank you or take out something on you at this point. it's taken over, but I love it. I think it's so fun. I love the way that you've sort of transformed the holiday for us and really for households across the world. Who have taken this on as a tradition. I'd love to hear, and I know our listeners would love to hear, how did you guys get this started? Where did it come from? How did you get involved with your mom to do this?
So this is Shanda. I was actually a former school teacher and became a mom myself and was sitting with my mom one day when I looked up and saw the elf that we grew up with sitting on a shelf. And I looked at her and I was like, Mom, we should write a story about our elf. Of course, it would need to, the elf would have to come from Santa Claus, of course, you know, but could we write this story and share our own family tradition? And that's really where it started. It was over a cup of tea with my mom. And we laugh all the time because it sounds like we like sit around and drink tea, which we literally maybe have not had tea since, but it makes for a great story. And that's what happened, you know, really with no experience and no knowledge and no money. We just set out to write this little story. And that's what we did. Mom and I spent probably the next 6 to 8 months writing what would become the Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas tradition book and story.
How did you approach the, or did you have obstacles in the way? How did you approach those and sort of people that said, oh no, you shouldn't do that along the way?
Wow. So really our story, I would say, is mostly about, you know, thriving in spite of no, and believing in what you have to offer, regardless of what other people are telling you, you know, from the very start. So we had no idea what we were doing. And so we put together a proposal. We read books on what you're supposed to do. And we sent these proposals out. We got a phone call from an agent in a day and a half, which all the books said would never happen. So we think that's our like highway to, you know, we're going to make it, Ville. All of them, you know, the agent took it to all the publishers and all of them said no. So we started with no, and I would say, Krista would say this too, but you know, we continue to get no. We still feel like we're fighting for, you know, recognition in the industry, both publishing and toys and entertainment. But I also feel like that's what drives us. And I think the second you feel like you've made it, you sit or rest on your laurels. And so it was in spite of all the no's and the no's that we continue to get, that you just have to press forward and believe in what you are doing, because nobody will believe in it more than you do.
So thinking through that, there are 13 million homes across the world that have the elf and the story in them. That's a huge legacy. That's a huge reach. How does it feel when you sort of step back and take stock of that?
Well, I don't want to answer for Krista. I'll let her kind of answer for herself. But I think for me, it's a little bit overwhelming. You know, we live it day to day because we also own and run the company. So it's not like I just get to walk into Target stores and see the book and product line there. Krista and her team have played an extremely important part in selling it all in, manufacturing it, the supply chain to get it there. My teams did all the creative to make it look pretty and, to have a story to tell for Santa Claus. And so it is a ton of work, but it is a huge honor and it is not anything we ever imagined and certainly not what we set out to do. We just wanted to write down our own little tradition. And if we could sell those first 5,000 out of the back of my car and I could get out of debt, I was, ready to do cartwheels. So Krista really saw it, the vision of a business.
Krista, how about you?
Yeah. I think it's humbling. Shanda's point is well taken. It's not something that we take for granted. There's a lot of hard work and effort and hours and sleepless nights that go into those millions of homes being able to enjoy the tradition like we did when we were growing up. So it's rewarding in that it is a legacy. It is something that we can leave behind that's extraordinarily unique to our family, and other people are celebrating that tradition in the same way. So from that perspective, I love it. So yeah, to me, it's a joy. It's an absolute joy to know that families are able to celebrate this tradition and in their own way. The elf on the shelf is a guidepost to how any family can start a tradition. And so it can be anything to anyone. In some cases, elves are incredibly boring. They don't have extraordinary personalities. They take on the personality of their family, which of course is just like any member of the family that you bring in. If you are going to adopt a pet, you'll have one that'll just sit there and stare at you, and you'll have one that'll try to gnaw on your ankles every single morning. So I love the fact that people are able to make this tradition their own and that we continue to share the stories of Santa's North Pole.
That's awesome. And I love that it came from sort of your personal story first. I love that it wasn't just a product you dreamed of. It sort of came out of something that was really special to your family. So that makes it even more, I think, interesting and just special. So, okay, let's jump into some of these questions here. We're going to ask all of our distinguished Deltas some of the same questions. And obviously we have three, because it's Trade Delta, we have three questions. The first question I would ask you is, you both had prominent careers before and after creating this company and this product. What would you consider your most important accomplishment?
So I'll jump in on that. In thinking through this question, I don't think I've gotten there yet. And even if I did, I'm not sure that I would recognize it.
That's a great answer.
There are plenty of moments that I have recognized this is special and I need to take a good account of it and remember these things and cherish them. But I don't ever feel like we've accomplished everything that's out there to accomplish. Probably won't ever get there. But for me, it's always striving for that next goal, that next vision that we have. Shanda and myself and our executive team and mom have worked really hard to put together a vision and a mission and a corporate statement that really talks about who we are and what we want to accomplish. And that's owning Santa's North Pole. And of course, when you represent Santa, it's a pretty lofty place to be. So for me personally, Shanda may feel differently, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah, it is such a huge question. And I would agree with Krista. I'm not sure I'm there yet. I think I've had the opportunity to do a lot of really cool, amazing things. And each time I touch one of those avenues in my life, I'm like, ooh, I want to do more of this. So I'm not sure that I've hit whatever that particular mark is. I think for me, it's in the journey. The journey is my answer, I guess.
Yeah, I love that. I can see how as you start to hit accomplishments and you start to feel there may be more down the road. You don't want to say this is my greatest one. There, you never know what's in front of you. And I had not really processed, as a person who sort of daily represents TriDelta, I had not processed the daunting task of representing Santa.
It's pretty big. You know,
it's huge.
Yeah. We really are the voice of Santa Claus. And it's not just for children who call our office by the thousands. It is for adults and grandparents. I mean, we are the voice of Santa Claus. So whether it's our Elf Pets line and we're answering questions for kids on, you know, how does the sleigh fly and how does Santa really get his magic? You know, how does he make this journey in one night? Those are all questions that, you know, we're tasked with answering. And so it's a big job, but we are so
the ultimate and difficult parent questions.
It is. Yes. We take it on with pride.
Oh, we appreciate it. That's awesome. So for our second question, I'm going to take the focus back to TriDelta just a little bit. We like to think that our sorority really gives people skills that they can draw from later in life in terms of leadership and other things. And I'd love to hear from each of you about how TriDelta may have set you up for success in life.
So Krista, I'm going to let you run with that one first because you got there before I did.
Yes, I did. So for me, I would absolutely say leadership skills are honed in your sorority. You have an opportunity to run for any office to seek anything that you're interested in and learn more about it. It's one of the rare environments in which you've been able to leave a certain part of your life behind definitively and then move forward in a completely different way where the decisions are yours and so are the repercussions. So for me, I would say leadership is a key thing that you're going to continue to learn in your time on campus and in your sorority. I would also say to take some risks. You know, you come from a fairly safe place when you are in grade school and middle and high school, and there's always someone there to guide you. That's not necessarily the case. You can learn from those that are around you, but you're learning different things and you're probably exposed to different things. So taking some risks, taking on some things that you may not have been comfortable with maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, really trying to stretch yourself. Those are the types of things that I learned at West Georgia, and they've served me incredibly well in life. You know, you never know what you can accomplish until you give it a try. You certainly won't do it if you don't try it. So I think those are some of the core principal things that I learned at West Georgia.
I agree with Krista. I think leadership's a big part of getting an opportunity to serve in a sorority, but for me, it's not just those opportunities to serve. It's leadership as far as just being a good sister and being a good friend and all of the things that you, the individual leadership skills that you develop. You know, there's so much about a sorority that unless you live it, you just don't understand. You know, it's friendship. It is camaraderie. It is having a place to go that is hopefully safe. You know, there's other like-minded people to spur you on to do great things. And I think I got a lot of that, a lot of sisters that I still speak with, you know, and we support each other when, you know, our business, when we have to cry out, hey guys, help small business, they are there. They swoop in, they come to the book signings. You know, I can go almost anywhere and a TriDelta will show up for me. One has since passed away, but she had a horrible lung disease and she came, you know, with her tubes and her oxygen and all. So that type of sisterhood is something that really does transcend college and will be with you for the rest of your life.
That's one of those things you can't really process until you are an alumni, but this is a lifetime membership. And there are so many of those benefits that just keep compounding that you see sort of lived out as you go through the seasons of life, as you've kind of talked about.
Yeah, those college friendships. And, you know, Krista even got to go to the funeral of our very good friend. In fact, Krista roomed with her at one point. And, you know, that's when you just realize how significant these relationships are. And I heard really great advice recently. My son just graduated from high school. Now he's going to college. But one of the pieces of advice that someone shared with him was, you know, meet as many people as you can, because it really is about all, you know, who you know, not what you know. And I think TriDelta is a great foundation for the who you know piece.
Yes, it's a huge network of people that just grows over time. Well, you have nicely led us into our third question, which is if you can look back.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for that. Not prompted at all.
Yeah.
If you could go back to your 20-year-old self and give them one piece of advice, give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
That's a tough one. Oh, Christy, you go first and then I'll come up with something.
Well, the problem was, as I thought through this question about what piece of advice I would give my 20-year-old self, the list was about 180 billion things long. But, you know, I think there were definitely some that stuck out that just seemed the most universal to me. The first one is very practical, but it absolutely is a great idea. And that is to take a business finance class. You're in college. You should expose yourself to some business principles and economics, understand what EBITDA is and how you get to that, understand your gross profit, your net profit, and to the extent that you can handle it. I wasn't necessarily a math person, but I've learned a great deal since then. Also work to understand some of the tax implications of the decisions that you make, especially if you're planning to start a business. And even if you're planning to work for someone else, it's just important key base knowledge that will carry you in your personal life and throughout your business career. The second thing that I would say in terms of my 20-year-old self is to listen. Take a lot more time to listen than you do to speak. You can learn so much more from the people around you and the mistakes they've made, as well as the successes that they've garnered. So I would say to spend the most time you possibly can, especially in your 20s, beyond, of course, but in your 20s, listen. Listen to the people around you that you respect and learn something from each of them. And then finally, be appreciative. Be appreciative for the fact that you've had an opportunity to be in a sorority like Tri Delta. Be appreciative of the friendships that you're going to have for the rest of your life, for the family that likely sacrificed to get you where you are, for the hard work it took to get you there, and know that it's a big, giant adventure that lay ahead of you. And it's not always going to be fun, and it's not always going to be full of roses, but it most certainly will be your adventure, unlike anyone else's. So I think of the items that I started thinking through about what I would want my younger self to know, I think those would be the bits of advice that I would share.
I think those are great pieces of advice. It reminds me, I was on a call recently with some graduates from UCSD here in San Diego. They do all have that. They have all those questions about starting businesses and finance. I think your tips could have been really helpful to them.
It's true, Mindy. I mean, if you think about just some core business principles, you know, business marketing, even if it's just base 101, definitely the finance piece, because people tend not to think about how important it is until, guess what? The bank thinks it's really important. So just some of those core foundations, you know, learn how to build a basic website or maybe do some computer programming, something that you can use that can insert into whatever your future business goals might be.
Right. Okay, Shanda, we give you a little time. Did you come up with something?
Kristen stole my answer, actually, that I was coming up with. So, you know, I agree with her because I was an education major and it was absolutely 100% what I was put on the earth to do for that period of time in my life. And those skills have served me very well in creating literature for children and, you know, animated specials. But a great example of what she was talking about and just exposing yourself. I took two classes at West Georgia that I thought were going to be an easy A. And neither one of them were, but I've used both of the skill sets. So one was set design and the other one was like movies as literature or something like that. And I've used both in, you know, animated specials and writing scripts and, you know, understanding the business of Hollywood. And that was not at all what I ever thought I would do in this life. So you just never know where your path is going to end up, you know, be as broad and as educated as you can be, never stop learning. I think that would just be my, you know, little nugget of advice.
I think that's great advice. Looking back, we go through all of these seasons in life, yes, and you never know when you're going to need to start your own business or...
Yeah, you don't know. I know very few people who actually work in the field that they were trained in college. And so I think, you know, as broad as you can be with your experience, not only who you know, but everything you can know, you know, I think just expose yourself to as much as humanly possible, because you just don't ever know what will come back to serve you well.
I have loved talking to both of you today. This has been great to sort of hear
more. I loved it. This has been such a treat, Mindy. Thank you so much. It's been really fun to sort of connect again with TriDelta. I know Krista feels the same way, but it's been really fun.
Absolutely.
Well, and we are so proud to have you in our sisterhood and be able to call you Distinguished Deltas. I want to make sure people can learn more about you and the products and what you guys are up to. So where's the best place to send them?
Well, of course, Santa's website, elfontheshelf.com. And there's some about us in there that'll take you more to our corporate pages and things like that. But that's probably the best place to find us and learn a little more.
Okay, awesome. Well, I hope our listeners go there, learn more, get to know you too. So proud, again, so proud to have you in our sisterhood. And thank you for joining us today. What an inspiration. I'm excited to talk to them. I'm also excited to talk to more of our Distinguished Deltas. So stay tuned for our exciting podcast series on our Distinguished Deltas. Tune in, learn more. You can always send us ideas if you know a Distinguished Delta or somebody we should be talking to. You can always email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. We would really love for you to like and subscribe to our podcast. We like ratings that are 5 stars, even though there's 3 stars in our badge. We'll take a 5-star rating on our podcast. Thank you for joining us today and talking TriDelta with us. Everybody stay safe and bring you.